Okay, we're up to Halacha Lamed Gimel, page Kuf Yud Zayin. Page Kuf Yud Zayin, Simon Pei, Halacha Lamed Dalid. We don't really have barrels anymore today, but if you have a barrel in your basement full of liquid and you want to cover it so that the mosquitoes and dirt and dust not fall into the barrel, so you would cover with a shmata. What's the problem? A shmata has a tendency to dip into if you have a wide open barrel. Like if you ever walk by, there's a swimming pool. Someone has in their front yard a massive swimming pool. Will you believe here in Flavish? And they have a big shmat that covers the swimming pool when they're not using it.
Mosquitoes.
Oh, that's right. And now the shmata sinks into the water. So if you, on a smaller scale, if you have a little barrel and you put something on top of the barrel, so the shmat is going to sink in. When you're going to take out the shmat, what's going to happen? You're going to squeeze it. Or you might actually be a child of Liban, because Kviyasa Zuz Libuna, by soaking a garment in water, that itself is a possible violation of Liban. So therefore, you've got to be careful. Because you might come to Chayshin and Shema Yavol Leschit. But let's say this garment is designated to cover this barrel. Mutu l'chasaisa. Why? Since this is what you cover it, so anyway it's going to get wet in 5 minutes from now when you put the cover back on top of it. So you're not tempted to squeeze it. Since you're not tempted to go and squeeze it, it's okay. Halacha lamedal. Im nishbach mayim ala shulchan chadayma. If water spills upon the table or chadayma on the floor or in another area, whatever it is. Also, the kanach bebekah, everyone knows that you're not going to take a garment which you makbid. Take something like a clean hand towel that you want to maybe use in the next meal for people to wipe their hands. You're not allowed to use this hand towel to wipe up a spill because you may come to squeeze it. The kevin shdeik ma'im berubim chayishinan shema yischot, you may come to squeeze it. V'chilchein lo yiganev b'mapa koisos al-shar klit she'yishepin tzar. If you have a cup, a very narrow cup, or some type of kettle, and you want to stick in a cloth to clean the inside, the spout of this container or this utensil. So in the area that's very narrow, the towel may get squeezed, and in the squeezing process, the water will come out. Due to the narrow space, the water will be squeezed out. We discussed really many times that when it comes to plastic tablecloths, Rav Moshe says that's like wood. You're allowed to pour water upon it, and you're allowed even to rub lightly. You're allowed to rub lightly, but as far as the towel, you have to use something which you don't care about, like a paper towel, a napkin or a paper towel which you're going to throw in the garbage, and there's no chashash of schita. Any schita you do is not derech liba, not derech schita, and you're allowed even to rub it. That is permitted according to Rav Moshe Feinstein. Synthetic cloths that you wipe it with, and there's no schita. They're like disposables. Anything that is disposable is mutter.
There used to be a time, for example, take your big billboards. They used to make it out of canvas. Canvas was a bat.
Yeah.
It was a coated. It was like a painted cloth. Today I'm eating this plastic. So
plastic is hard. There's no chashash. Moses says plastic has a din of wood. We learned three madregos. All you have to keep in mind, there are three madregos: cloth, leather, and wood. Cloth, you're not allowed to even soak. Soaking is kibbutz. Leather, you're allowed to pour water upon leather. If your shoes are muddy, or a person stepped in something that's not clean, you wanted to clean the shoes, you're allowed to come home, take a cup of water, and you don't care about the shoes, they're not going to get ruined, they're waterproof. You can pour water on your shoes. Take off your shoes and pour water, and that's how you clean it. The stain is not coming out. Just keep on pouring the water. Put it in the sink. And just let the water run it. But you're not allowed to rub leather. That you're not allowed to do. Wood, if you have a wood shoe, what's status with cracks? I don't know. Cracks is wood? Some
cracks is plastic.
Cracks is plastic?
Sure.
I don't know, okay. Whatever it is, I don't know.
Rubber comes from wood, right?
So rubber is not leather, so that not only are you allowed, not only... wood, okay, wood and plastic, and Moses says plastic is wood, not only are you allowed to pour, you're allowed to rub. You're allowed to rub lightly, not hard, because that might be makim patish, might be tchina, might be called grinding, but you're allowed to rub. Three madregos in how to clean things on Shabbos. Now we go to halacha lamed hey. Okay, this happens once in a while. You're going on Shabbos, and all of a sudden it starts to rain, and now you're drenched. Your suit, your nice Shabbos suit is drenched. So what do you do? You, of course, you, I don't know what the chiddush is. I don't know. I don't know what
carrying the water.
Well, Shabbos, you got to take off.
Carrying the water.
Oh, you carry. That's the chiddush.
Yeah.
So it's absorbed in the garment. So it's not okay. Maybe I don't know. Okay, good. You're right. I don't know. That's also why.
Not just in my
assortment.
Okay.
You're
allowed to take your jacket and put over your head.
Because Mutter lelech lebeis uchesheposh uchesheposhtam, and when you come home and you remove the garment, also leshot leshochtam kidei sheyispashu. You're not allowed to spread them out so that they should get dry. In other words, you're not allowed to do something that is, I guess so. I mean, you're allowed to take it off, obviously.
So what are you supposed to do? You're allowed to hang it on the hanger.
You hang it up, but I
shake it off.
Also, no, it means to spread. The word l'shachtam kidei sheyis yavshu. I didn't pay attention. Maybe the article says something about this. But it seems to be. I don't know. I'm just guessing. You're not allowed to do something unusual. In other words, whatever you would normally do, you can do. You come home, you can hang it up on a hanger, your car, it means you're going to do something you would ordinarily not do in order to accelerate the drawing process. That is...
You can put it on a hanger, but you can't put it like
don't stop putting on it a bath, radiator, on a rack.
What you would normally do, I guess the chashash is, if you're going to go, I'm assuming the concern is that if you're going to do something unusual, you may be inclined to squeeze it.
Yeah.
The chashash is schida. What?
What he says.
No, Shochtam means to, it means to spread. Shochtam does not mean to squeeze. There's not samach. Maybe saying there's a mistake in the girsa. Shochtam. I have a shin.
Yeah, sure.
Shin means to spread. Maybe you want to say there's a mistake.
But then you have to switch the latter shochtam later.
It means to spread. It means to spread. Again, I'm assuming the reason is because if you're going to do something unusual that you would not have normally done, I'm going to take it and put it in the bathtub.
You can't put it on a rack in the bathtub.
If you hang it on the door, if it's happening, you can't put it in the closet and everything else. Right?
So you put it on the door, so hang it on the door. But don't do something that's very unusual, because by doing something very unusual, you will be tempted to squeeze it. Here's a chiddush. Let's say it's only wet from sweat. Baruch Hashem, we had a very good summer this year. No, Baruch Hashem, Chasdei Hashem. I remember the last couple of summers, just walking a few blocks to davening, I would come soaking through and through. And Baruch Hashem, I didn't have that experience that much this summer. What? Ain't over yet. It ain't over until after Sukkot. Until after Sukkot, it can be. Okay. The kol shekein the also l'shatcham neged ho'esh. Okay, this is an halacha. You're not allowed to go spread in front of the fire. Because in front of the fire, you may cause it to become yatzeledes. You put it in front of the fireplace, it can become burning hot. Burning hot, it's bishul. You're cooking the water. Also, if you dress them, you're not allowed to sit near the fire where it's very, very hot, because they might cause the bubbles, they might cause the water to be cooked. Also, you're not allowed to shake it out, because that may come with a schita. Also, if you're very mak, let's say it's a very expensive garment, very mock, then you're not even touching it, because by touching it you may be disturbed that it's getting moving because it's soaking wet. You may come to squeeze it. You may come to the receiving all the lochas, all because of a person is concerned about schita. Okay, let's go to the she'arim mitzvah b'halacha. Halacha yud ches. Halacha yud ches. Beged shu makbid alav. Beged that which you are makbid. Ayin ber hetev. De bismartut. Hamayuchu lekach. Mut afilu bekoyz. That a shmat that you use to clean the dish towel. A dish towel, you're allowed to rinse to wipe the dishes, because you're not going to squeeze it, because it's meant to be soaking wet. Why a kais different? Because a kais, it's narrow. When you're wiping a dish, it's not narrow, so there's less of a concern you'll come to squeeze. But if you're wiping the inside of a narrow utensil of a kais, you may come to squeeze it. So therefore, mele it's mutter. It's still mutter because a smart is something which you're not makpa, you don't really care about, and it's not mukhut, it's going to happen. However, the Mishnah Berurah says not so fast. Because a kais, at least you should hold back because it's narrow, you may come to squeeze. Ayin sham. They're not makbar on this. They do it all the time. There's not enough water in a dish towel that you're going to come to squeeze it. Unless you're drawing a lot. Once you start washing and drawing a lot of dishes, then you're going to come to the point where it's going to be soaking when you may come to squeeze it. It's better not to get involved. Better, less is more. So we had this before. You're not going to go and rub a glass with oats. We actually quoted this in the Kish Shulchan Aruch, to cause it to shine, because that's makeh bepatish. That's a whole different halacha.
It means that when you're cleaning the dishes. Why it takes the dish and holds it at an angle to see if it's clean?
Yeah.
Since there's a spot here, you can't go ahead and.
Cause to shine it,
because
I'm not. That's
makeh bepatish. But that's not all schita. That's all
tzivira. That's makeh bepatish. Makeh bepatish. But you said unfinished dishes.
So you have glasses that come out of the.
It's dirt. I don't know. Listen, I don't know anything for sure, but it doesn't seem when he spoke before about shining, they're dealing with different quality of dishes. Today, our dishes, they're very high quality. And if you're looking at the light to see if it's shining, that just means, is there a stain? Is it dirty? You're not shining it. You're not shining it to finish it off. You're not drawing. It's not a stain that you're trying to beautify the utensil to finish it off in the factory. The fact that you see a stain, there's a stain that means there's dirt. It's not when you're taking, like in ancient times, oats, and you're rubbing it, it should shine. That was a get of makeh bepatish. The dishes that we have are finished. There's nothing more you're going to do to make the dishes shine more. If it's dirty, if it's not shining, it means there's filth. There's filth, there's dirt. So this, it seems like it would be mutter. Let's go further. Now he goes to the next case. Ayin b'shalos shuvos lev chacham. Delahavir zeas chaloynes biyad. Right? When your kids still do tell you want to go write on the window, you want to write on the window with your finger. So is that called ksiva? Or is that even called, what is the issue? So mikra din it's mutter. Delahavir zeas chaloynes biyad mutter. Here he's not writing, it's not ksiva. He's not doing ksiva. You just want to completely wipe it away. You want to see what's doing on outside. If you're actually going to write, it's not kayama. That's why it's mutter. It's not shal kayama, but it's still not proper. It's still not proper to go write on Shabbos, even though it's going to go away. However, I'm not writing. I'm just trying to wipe away the fog so I can see what's doing outside. Is that called? Is there anything wrong with that?
You write something in snow. It's the same thing, right?
That's not called ksiva. In the Torah, there's no question. Even with the Rabban, okay, we'll see. But let's see what he says over here about lahaver zeas chalens piad mutter. With a smarto talia beplug. So if you're doing it with your hand, it's definitely mutter because there's no schita. But we're using a shmata. So that's the discussion. With smart talia beplug, the Amogin Avram, the Eliyahu Rabba, that we just mentioned above, the Amogin Avram, Kevan Shurachav Kamos Safsul, the Ene Makbid al Meimov, Shari, since it's very wide. I don't know what he means by Safsul. I don't know exactly what he means by that. What? Wiping off a bench. Rochav, Kimos, it doesn't say that wiping off a bench.
Well,
Kimos, also,
like a bench, which is wide.
Flat surface. Okay, it's a flat surface. It's like a dish. A dish is not a flat surface, okay? And you're not making al meimav. Shari. Ule el yiraba. So using your hand, if a window, bottom line, a window, a foggy window, to use your hands is mutter. It's mutter. But to use a towel is a machlaikis. Some say it's mutter, some say it is awesome.
Well, he says it's a big towel, you can't use a little towel.
A smart towel, first you have to make sure there's not going to be any shav schita. There's not going to be any schita. There's not going to be schita. You don't have to worry about schita. So what's a shayla? The shayla is that maybe you're... I don't know that.
Because
then you'll become a little bit of chashash of schita. Okay. The ay bechelik levi dini kia in hachaloinas, cleaning the windows b'shabbos, ay desmartot, also mishum nevi psik reisha lehatzir, you're shining the windows.
Alright, so this goes back to what I said about the cups.
Windows are different. I don't know about cups. Shine, okay, fine. Shining, bringing out a shine, he holds, is problematic. So he holds that taking the windows and mamash shining it is all. Now you're just doing it to see what you look like. You want to clear the window. You're not doing it to cause it to shine. L'chara, that's not a problem. The problem is when you're doing it to be perfect. It should be perfectly clean. That would be a problem. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. Back to the kitchen halacha. Halacha lamed vav. Okay, jumping over puddles. Are you allowed to jump over a puddle on Shabbos? You're traveling on Shabbos, and you reach la'amas ha'mayim. You're allowed to skip likbites. Allah afilu hurachavim is very wide, but you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to jump and run. It's uvdo dechol. Shabbos, the day of menucha. You're not allowed to run on Shabbos since this is litzorich. It's not even dharma. Since it's litzarech, because otherwise you're going to go get wet. So here is an exception. It's better that you should jump. You would think that you should walk around the puddle. No, you don't have to walk. You're allowed to jump over the puddle because it'll save you time. But you're not allowed to walk through a puddle. It's going to cause your garments to get wet. You may come to squeeze your garments. And even in a place of afilu b'makom achar makom, I think it means multiple puddles. Shiyachol lehachlik v'lipol b'mayim. It's slippery. You're allowed to. We also lava boy shelo yavol de schita v'afil b'mokaim achar mokaim sheyachol laachlik v'lipol b'mayim. You're not allowed to walk through the water, even if you have to do it multiple times. I'm not exactly sure what this means because you may come lide schita. I'm not sure what this means. Also leiloch b'shabes shema yishu b'gadav v'yavol de schita. You're not allowed to walk through water on Shabbos. The bottom line is, he says, you may not walk through water on Shabbos because you may come to squeeze out your garments. Halacha lamed zayin. Hayoholich b'dol bar mitzvah. Let's say going for a mitzvah, going lahakbul p'nei your aviv. You want to greet your father. Oy rabbi. Oy mishu gadol menu b'chokma. Yochol lahava benar. So this is the exception. You're allowed to walk through a river. Olavat sheyaseh shinui. But when you walk through the river, you walk. Your garments are going to get wet. They're going to get soaking wet. So the chashash of schita. So the way to avoid the problem is you have to do something unusual as a reminder not to squeeze the garments. Don't take your hand below the lower portion of your garment. I don't think it means a pocket, or it means just you put your hand in an unusual place. If your hand would not be in this place, put your hand below this part of the garment. That will serve as a reminder. You're not allowed to wear sandals. There's something called sandals, and there's something called min olim. Min olim are tightly fastened to your feet. You're not going to take them off. Sandals, loose. They're loose. What will happen during the weekday? You will be inclined to take them off and to carry them. So you might forget today is Shabbos, and you'll be maver dal ramos and a carmelis. So that's why we also lava with sandolo. The came of the inner yachol lahadikol lekasher yof. You cannot tie them tightly. Chayishinon dilma nafal will fall off. The osil asu you'll come to carry it. Avim no loy muter. The came and shalach l'dvar mitzvah muter loy alachsa. This is a murdik yisoid. And when it comes to dvar mitzvah, you're allowed to go back. This is the yisoid and halach of hatzalah. Hatzalah, they're allowed to come back. Once you go for a dvar mitzvah, that's part of the lacha, there's no limitation. You can drive back to your driveway and take out the keys, because if you're not going to allow the person to come back, they're not going to go to the beginning with. If your father needs you, and you have to go, it's going to be a one-way trip, or you have to go to the Rebbe, and you're not going to be allowed to come back. And going there to greet your father, your Rebbe, Mish, Golvin, Chachma over here involves an Isser Derabanan. It involves an Isser of walking through water. Walking through water is a chashash of schita.
It's always to get back to where they started, not so that they, you know, shine the water.
Not take advantage.
Stay where you are when you get to the person, wait for the next call, and move then. but they're allowed, they paskin that they go back to their starting point.
Right.
That's where they get dispatched from. That's the central.
Even who says they want to go on another call? Yeah. Not every Atzilah member. But there's a potential of a call where I'm located right now. I don't have to go anywhere.
No,
the rule is first of all, the technology today is light years beyond what it was when it started. Today I saw a demonstration when they had, from the place where it's dispatched, they have Google, they have places, those little bumps, they know. They have GPS in every single radio.
Right.
Every single radio in Hatzalah has a GPS device. And every single Hatzalah member has different skills. There are people that are paramedics. There are people that are specialized in emergency medicine. Everyone is different. They know, everyone has a profile. Every radio is a GPS, is connected with, and then when they get a call, not like the olden days, a call right away. I mean, it depends on the, but certain many, you get a call in the old days, it goes out to the whole world. It goes out to every single radio, whether you're in Flappish, whether you're in the Bronx, or when you're in the Lower East Side. Not necessarily. Today, when they get a call, right away, the person who calls, they right away know where the emergency is. And they right away, the screen pops up, all the people in its vicinity. And if they know right away they need a paramedic, They have a special signal to contact the person, the one who has the skill, the best person immediately. You, we need you. No suffix now. This is a code one, whatever it is, you get there. It's very, very high, very specialized. So all the shiles of Shabbos also, obviously, I'm sure, have to be reevaluated due to the advances in technology. Okay, whatever the case is, this is a very powerful concept of the allowed to be yachsar. Because if you're not going to be allowed to return, you're not going to go. And this goes so far to violate laws that would otherwise not be permitted. Here it's a very simple example. If walking through water is a chashash of schita, you're not allowed to walk through water. We're allowing you to walk through water, even to go back. I've done my job. I've gone to the drasha. I've gone to the rabbi. I've gone to my father. I'm allowed to go back, and I'm allowed to walk through a puddle of water and get my clothing soaking wet. Because if you wouldn't let me go back, I wouldn't bother going. And this is expanded even when it comes to Chilul Shabbos, Isurim D'oraisa Mamish. What?
One is that if you're going for the Bar Mitzvah and you're coming back, so you're thinking of the Bar Mitzvah, you won't...
Coming back? You're not thinking of the Bar Mitzvah. So you think about it. So what? So review the Shir where you went.
The thing is Shluchim Mitzvah and Nizakin.
I feel about Chazir Rasan. That doesn't give you a right to do a Nisa de Araisa.
There's no Nisa de Araisa. There were Choshesh that maybe he'll be Shchita. We're not saying he's going to do
it. But I'm saying this principle is... I'm saying this principle is applied even for Nisa de Araisa. Over here we're giving a lightweight example. We're allowing you chashash of schita, but this principle afilu b'chazarosan is applied even for an iser deraisa when you're allowed. When you're allowed,
no, it's not. So it's not iser deraisa. It's a koach nefesh.
Coming back
is not bikuach nefesh.
Sure it is.
Why is it? Because if you're not going to let the person go, he won't come back. He won't go altogether.
He has to be available at his location.
No, he doesn't. He'll be available wherever he is.
No.
How do you know where the next call is going to be?
You have a call over here. This
oh, you're saying in the hospital.
All the guys are going to go from here to the hospital. And then
all right, that's okay. All right, okay, that's a different story. That's everything. But let's say you have backup. Let's say you have enough. There are enough people. It's enough people. No, it's not because of the wife. It's
because that's what the editor was given.
What? Because of your wife?
They couldn't come back.
The wives wouldn't let them go. Exactly. In other words, they would not go, and they would blame it on their wives.
Because if it's a pikuach nefesh, you have to go. Your wife can say what she wants. You got to go.
No,
you can't. You don't have to put yourself.
Listening to my wife, I'm not going to go.
Throw away your radio next week.
If you're a doctor, someone calls you at home, and you want to tell your kid to say to the doctor, "I'm not home."
Disconnect to the phone line.
Okay, let's go further. This is
disconnect you.
Right. You're not allowed to do that.
Let's go further. Now he says here an incredible chiddush. This is extremely controversial what he says. This is unbelievable what he says here. People have abused the next line like you can't even begin to imagine. This is shocking what he says. I'm going there for business purposes. I want to go. I'm going because I want to cross to the river, because on the other side of the river I have an orchard, and there are chalarias out there that are there are people out there that are stealing my fruits. I want to go there to guard it. The shmiras salivas in parentheses. The shmiras mimoynei havi gamken ketzas mitzvah. Watching your money, shmiras man is also ketzas mitzvah. Oh, really? It's ketzas mitzvah. Now that's so b'meila, whatever you can do for a mitzvah, you can do for money, for parnasa. Really? Is that really so? This is not so simple. Mutrin, and to what degree? Over here, you're going through. You're not allowed to go walk the water. Normally, here's a halach. You're not allowed to walk the water because your garments are going to get. There's a chash of schita. And so okay, for a dvar mitzvah, everyone learns the gemara. For parnasa, I'm going on Shabbos to watch my business. I have some type of field orchard, and I'm allowed to go do something which otherwise I would not be allowed to do because of parnasa. Is it bikoach nefesh? Is it called a mitzvah? He's saying here it's called tzas mitzvah. So this is something which is very interesting, and people who know they went to work on Shabbos. Rachman al Sunday, they had no choice. They came to America. If you don't come on Shabbos, don't come on Monday. So daven hashkama, and you go to work.
That's how it's started.
And
started for people who had to go to work on Shabbos.
Absolutely,
right. To say Kaddish.
I wanted to say Kaddish.
Yeah.
Okay, so a Dvar Mitzvah. For a Dvar Mitzvah, you can do anything. You can do anything. I mean, you have to be careful how far you go. So this, it says, you can go behalicha from Parnasa, avolo bechazara. You're not allowed to come back. That is the only distinction he makes when it comes to Parnas. Halacha lamed ches tit shalgab ashal bigday im hulach. If the tit is moist, there's mud, there's thick mud, megardo b'tziparin or b'sakin, so you can scrape it off with your fingernail or with a knife, because since it is soft, it's mud, it's wet mud, it's not going to crumble into teeny little particles. So there was no chashash of tichin of grinding. Avlim hu yovesh. But if it's hard like a rock, when you're going to start scratching it off. We're not talking about kvisa. We're just talking about removing the clump. But in the process, you're going to cause to grind the powder. That's also ligra mishol, ligardo mishol the havei kitoichen.
Even on clothes?
On clothes, yes.
Yeah, so that's not called kvisa?
No, he's not discussing where you're trying to clean out the stain. You just want to remove the outer surface. On the outer surface, if it's in a way where you're not going to remove the stain, you're just going to remove a clump. There's a clump of hard mud. Because it's annoying you. It's in your way. It's banging on your feet. No, I mean muksa?
Total. Let's say you carry. Let's say you go in and
you get. L'chayr, it's bottle. It's fully attached to the garment. It's bottle. It's part. It's like a patch on your garment. It's attached to your garment. But here, let's say we're not getting that shot. Let's say you're indoors. It's just it's bothering you. You want to remove it. There's a shot of tchina. If it's dry, there's tchina. If it's moist, it is. If it's moist, it's okay. But of course, you can't clean it. You can't clean because that would be nisadar. That would be a liban. Making it wet, so we said making it wet. We learned yesterday, making it wet to actually take water from a utensil and pour on it, to review, is also on clothes. To wall and do it on you from your hand onto your garment, chiluk edeos. Or to wash, chiluk edeos. Halacha lamites beged shachar also lenaro min hasheleg. Now this is a very bizarre halacha. I don't think we really appreciate this. A beged that's black and there's white snow. The contrast of white on black makes it. It's a matter of perception. Okay, perception. Beged shachar also lenaro min hasheleg min ha'elvak from dust, because it looks like you're doing liban. Even to shake out a dusty garment is in the category of liban. You're not. There's no water being applied. White snow on. I don't know. People go. Let's say you go with snow and you're wearing a hat. I don't know.
Head and shoulders.
I don't. Would this halacha apply? Let's say you're wearing a Borsellino hat, and it's snowing, and you're walking to shul in your Borsellino hat, and now you come into shul and the whole hat is white.
It's or. There's a different halacha. It's not big. It's or.
Felt. It's made out of felt. So it's not called beged. Is that really so? So let's say you're wearing a cap. Katie wearing those nice caps. Anyone have a cap here? Oh, no, not that cap. Something that's too hard. A soft cloth cap. A nice cap. An expensive cap. So, and it's black. You know, it has to be black. Those, the nicer caps are not black. They're usually a lighter color. They're tan. So, but if you have it says if you have a black cloth yeshiva shorts.
So you learn from here that there's no, you go without a hat.
Where do you get that from? Where do you get that from? Extrapolation. Don't argue. Let's cover some ground. Libun, perception. Since now it's white and you shake it out, it turns black. You have gone from white to black. It's a matter of perception. What? Your perception. So now it looks like you've cleaned it. So what? Doesn't matter. The garment had a different color. The garment looked like this until then. Now it looks different. It has the perception of libun.
So we shouldn't do it?
No one should do this.
What about, I have a guy in my shul, who's not follically challenged. He has never had his dandruff.
Yeah.
So I go over, I dust it.
You brush it off.
Can't do that anymore.
I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer.
Because you're not doing it for cleaning. You're doing it to hit him.
Okay, let's try to cover this. Look here. Beged shushachar also lenaro min hashelag min avak from dust. Avul hasam elav hanitzayis biyada imuti. But two, nitzayis means that, I think it means the feathers biyada with your hand. So maybe with your hand, the dandruff. He's saying the dandruff on you with your hand. You're not shaking it. If you shake it, that is derech libun. To take the garment and shake it, just to brush it off, that appears to be mutav. Yesh chayshim. Some hold even gamuzos also zaser. Okay, on the bottom. You test. Also, Naru. I'm a Mishnebura. The beged chodash. Also, if it'll be at a new garment, to shake a new garment that has been sprinkled with dust or with snow. If it's new, I feel it'll be at as us. Because now you take clear to a utensil. Can they call? I don't know what this utensil is. Whatever this utensil, I think it means a certain type of brush. A brushed. The beged yashan. Now you hagim is I feel like they machbodah shel saros. Even with a brush, even with this type of brush, if it's an old garment, the ain't mutter el biyat. Okay, but if it's a new garment, if it's old, everyone agrees. It's not to talk about the only use a brush. You only can do a biyat. The yaros devash kasaf of ibishitz. The tzarich lizar bekulam. You're not allowed to use anything. You're not allowed to use even a hand. Even if something which is old, you're not allowed to, old and new. You're not allowed to use a hand. Why the lo yodanu ad kama nikuch shash. We don't know, nigger chadash. I'm sorry, we don't know to what is called chadash, what is called yashan. Just because we think that it is old, and the male, and now the rules will change, we don't know what we call old and new, and therefore maybe the other way around, we think about it, it's new, really it's old, or vice versa. Therefore, he holds that you have to be machmir across the board. You're not allowed to shake it off now with your hand, now with the utensil. Avol shor acharonim lo yiskiv davar zeh. Sheh nebikim. Other acharonim disagree. We do know what's old, what is new. It's old matter of perception. V'alkein hamachmir tovel of bracha, but v'hamekir lo yifsid. You don't have to be machmir if you don't want. V'chein kasta b'miskeres hashulchan d'misyabe shleilich kein b'in habriyos. If you have a dusty garment and you're embarrassed to walk among people with this dust, I guess the dandruff, right? In Echlam, you have dandruff. Anything like this, yesh lahakil lenar meha avak biyad. So there is a heter to remove dust, particles of dust on a garment with your hand. That's not called derech libun. Just taking your hand and using it, but it would seem to shake it would be more problematic, and certainly using a brush would be more problematic. That is more derech libun. The ayin bekelkelis shabbos the hametzatzeach min olim im in shave. Vak, what it, I guess it means to polish your shoes with wax. To polish your shoes, that's a much shoe wax. That is for sure, sir. Because that is bimareach. You're smooth. That's like using soap. You're not allowed to use soap on Shabbos. Why? Because you're smoothing. You're smoothing. You're not allowed to even use liquid thick. If you have a thick liquid gel, even that is us. You have to have special Shabbos soap, which is liquidy, very liquidy. Chayim yishum mimareach. So certainly using any type of cream. more pace, and also this becomes very halacha l'maisa, when it comes to children, or even comes to adults, if you have some type of irritation on the skin, and the doctor has prescribed some type of anointment, you must smear on the skin, so you can do it. Doctor says, but you're not allowed to do it in the normal way of smearing. You just put it on very clumsily, loose clumps. You put loose clumps, and then you just like pat it down. You smear itself. You just put your garment on it, and it will naturally pat itself down, or a band-aid. But to do what you would normally do during the week, to take your finger and to rub it and to smooth it, is problematic. As we did in Mareach, it's also problematic to get it out of the tube. There are different types of creams. If you have a drinking a cream, so you're just taking out of the cream, that's less of a problem. When you have a spat, you have to press it, so that's also it's not schita, it's mimareach, it's your smoothing, you're changing the shape. You're taking a mass that's inside the tube, and
a lot of the tubes now are hard, like rubbery, and they snap back as soon as you let go. They pop back.
Oh, so that's a very light. It's more of a light. I'm talking about I have an anointment which is very thick. There are different types. Usually, the thicker ones are much smaller.
Are we worried about the tube, or we're worried about coming out of the tube?
We're worried about what's coming out of the tube. Because coming out of the tube has been the geder mimareach. The best thing would be, they say, is to do before Shabbos. What you do is you release it before Shabbos and put it on
a little more tough. Let's say you have a shaped tube.
Yeah.
That it comes out like a square or.
What kind of thing you have?
So you're making oysters.
I have not seen
like a donut.
The best thing is to prepare it before Shabbos. You prepare it, you take aluminum foil, and you take out, you squirt out the amount that you're going to need for before Shabbos, and you squirt out the aluminum foil, and you just have a clump of it, and then on Shabbos you just take the part with the clump, open the back side, and you apply it to the skin, and that's it. You just take a shmat and you put the shmat on top of it, and it's done, and it will naturally, as you walk around during the day, it will naturally fall on its place. If you have no choice, sometimes you do klachar yad. Babies, they have this all the time with infants. Diaper rash. You just do it in a sloppy way. In the weekday, you would be very delicate, very neat. On Shabbos, you do it in a diaper way. If you can't do it in a diaper way, the child is very sensitive, has it done perfectly, you do it kla'achar yad. You do it in an unusual way with the back of your hand. You squeeze it out.
You have to take a little gauze pad.
The
cable. Kla'achar yad. That's also a shalvach. It all depends on how thick the consistency is. Okay, now polishing your shoes. Your guy may not give you a shoe shine. You're not allowed to sit down in the lobby of a building and have him go and shine your shoes. You have a lobby of your apartment building, there's a guy giving him shoe shines. He'll do it even when he does it for you. You're not allowed to use your shoes after Shabbos. You have dust on your shoes. You want to shake your shoes. If you want to just remove the dust, you're not going to polish. I'm not taking any wax. I just want to take a shmata and order to remove the dust. It's also inevitably that you're going to cause the shoes to shine. No, it's not necessarily really going to cause the shine unless you shine it vigorously in order to bring out a shine. Just lightly brushing off the shoes to remove it from dust, even if the dust is stubborn, does not necessarily mean it's going to shine, and melik taka might be mutter. When it comes to clothes, shoes, the dust already, it's already been shined from yesterday. Has covered mishum, you're not creating a new shine. The shine that there was already there, you're just removing the particles of dust, and therefore he holds that it is mutter. Okay, we will stop here.